we spoke out that in the midah of the seventh midah, Yashuv Yirachameinu, right? Yashuv Yirachameinu. Hashem should give us mercy. Which the question on that midah is, what do you mean Hashem should give us mercy? If you do tshuva, you'll get mercy. If you don't do tshuva, you won't. What's the Yashuv Yirachameinu? What's the extra mercy that is needed after a person's already done tshuva? That's the question of the Tomer Dvorah. So his answer is like this, and we spoke it out. His answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a person after tshuva process to enter into a place that he was not even able to reach before. Hashem gives us more rachamim after the tshuva than we had even before. So, and he says the mashal, it's amazing, is the hay. The mashal is the hay. Why? Because the hay, the Gemara says that the world was created with the letter hay. Why was the world created with the letter hay? Because people could fall out the bottom. Because, and the way the Tomer Dvorah explains it is because that means from wherever you are in the letter hay, you could see the bottom and fall straight out. There's no place that you're free from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara can grab you from everywhere and it pulls you and you could be out of the circle, out of the hay. So the Gemara says, okay, I get it, but you can come back in. So it could be a chet, right? It doesn't have to be a hay. You could come back in. So Gemara says, no, you can't come back in the same way you left. It doesn't work. The only way to come back in is you got to find, first of all, you got to push. The opening to come back in is not as big as the opening that was to leave. The opening to leave is very big. But the opening to come back in is very small. It's all the way on the top. You got to creep in. It's not so easy to find it. You can find it. It's there. But you got to work to find it. That's number one. Number two is that, hold on a second. Someone's got to pick up the phone. Okay, so number two, he says, is that the hole on the top, if you come back in, if you actually do push yourself and find the way in through the top, you know where you end up? You end up on the top of the hay. Some people, even if they never did Averis, but they're just hovering on the bottom of the hay their whole life. Nothing ever pushed them to get to the top of the hay. I'm a mediocre guy. I do my thing. You know, I try to do the right thing. And nothing pushed me to do tshuva. Nothing pushed me to get better. Sometimes you need that, wow, where am I? I just fell out of the hay. This is not where I'm supposed to be. But now how am I supposed to get better? Now you need tshuva to push yourself higher. Then you come back in through the top of the hay. And now you're higher than you ever were. Because for years you were sitting there hovering on the bottom of the hay. But you were in it. At least you were in it. You were in the hay. But now you fell out. You had to come back in through the top. So says Tomer Dvorah, this is the midah of Yashuv Yirachameinu. We're invited back in. We're invited back in through the top. Hashem wants us to come back in. And if we come back in, he lets us go straight to the top. And he says this, why? So he says another thing. He says, not only is it that, you know, you have to work hard. He said, you can't come back in the same way you left. And I'll give you an example, okay? I'm going to use an example. I think it's a very simple example. Let's say a person has problems with the internet. They're always busy with stuff that they shouldn't be busy with. Okay? So they decide one day, so they're in this particular issue, they're off out of the hay. They gave up. They don't even fight anymore. So now what does he do? So he could say, okay, look, it used to be that, you know, this was my problem. Okay, I'm going to stop doing it. It doesn't work like that. A person can reach such a level of, you know, distance, such a level of, you want to call it addiction, that it is impossible to just say one day, I'm like, okay, now I'm back in. I left the hay, but I'm back in the hay now because I'm going to stop now. a person was smoking. A person can just decide one day, well, look, I'm addicted to smoking. I'm gone. Oh, you know what? I'll stop. No. Well, you know, stop. You wanted to stop the last 30 years. You never stopped. You're out of the hay. So what are you? You're going to walk back in? You can't just walk back in. You got to figure something out. And that's what he's saying. You can't just make, if you fell out, you can't just walk back in. You have to figure out a creative way to push yourself and then come in through the top. You have to come in through a direction that you didn't leave from, because that's the only way you're going to, you have to get yourself in a different way. Right? I know a lot of people that they would always come late to Shacharis. So you say, okay, this year I'm coming on time. Wait, last year also said that. And the year before. Why do you think all of a sudden, what are you doing differently? You're at the bottom of the hay. You're out. You're late. You don't like that. You want to, okay, I'll just come back in. No. Chazal's saying you can't come back in that way. So, you know, he did. He took a chavrusa for 5 minutes before Shacharis. So now I know that this guy's waiting for me, right? The fact that Hashem is waiting for me, all right, whatever. But this guy is waiting for me, my chavrusa. No, that's embarrassing. It's not fair. It's not nice. He told me that he's going to be coming at 6:55. We'll learn one Mishnah, and then we daven Shacharit at 7. I have to be there. And now all of a sudden, now he comes on time to Shacharit.
Adam, don't get any ideas.
It's your first year back. We're trying to ease you in, David.
Good.
Yeah. That's tomorrow. We're going to figure out tomorrow, you know, how to get you. But the point is that you can't necessarily just attack it the same way that the problem exists. You need to attack it from a different angle, right? So this is the pshat that Tomer Dvorah says. This is the pshat that it says, Makom Shabale Teshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Omdim Yecholim La'amod Sham. That Abal Tshuva can be in a place, can find himself in a place greater than a tzaddik. Why? So he says that, you know, maybe one could argue that, yeah, in the level of tzidkus, the tzaddik is greater, maybe, okay? But that's not the point. And the Chazal is saying is that in a certain way, the Baal Tshuva is further away from the sin than the Tzaddik. You know why? Because the guy that never came late, but he's not coming 5 minutes early either. He's on time. For him, he never had to make that extra effort to push himself. So he's on time. So he was on time his whole life. But the other guy that was always late, now all of a sudden, the only way for him to come back is to be 5 minutes early.
Someone's addicted to smoking and never smoked. He doesn't. So he's great that he never smoked. Someone who's addicted to smoking and has to come up with a whole shita with a patch and like a thing and a.
So now he's further away. Right. I mean, look, I've had former addicts. I've had former addicts in my house. Right. So by Kiddush, they won't even take wine of grape, Kiddush, like the little wine you give out by Kiddush. Now, everyone that's not an addict, that little wine's not doing anything to you, right? So you can get close, and it's not going to be a problem. But this guy, he can't even touch that. He has to stay further away from the sin than most people, right? So the Baal Tshuva, in a way, is further from the chet than the guy who never did the chet. Because the Baal Tshuva, in order to fix it, had to go out of the hay, come back, and find a way in from the top. So now, in this particular challenge, he's on the top of the hay. As opposed to the tzaddik, he could be. It suffices for him to hover around the bottom of the hay, and that's fine. Okay, so that's the Torah Dvaras Vart. It's an incredible Vart. Okay. Now, I'm going to read it inside. The truth is, I have an Oitzar Chochma. I don't have the Sefer here, but I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share the screen. No, I'm sharing with you my own screen, right? That doesn't make sense. Here. Okay, so I'm sharing with you the Sefer. Talmud Dvora. So he says like this. He says, "Umitam, do you see the screen?"
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It says, "Umitam ze b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim mipnei shelo nichnesu derech Pesach hatzadikim kedei shiyu im hatzadik ela nitztaru." They got tsar ve'olu derech petach ha'elyon. They had to come into the top. V'sigfu atzvon, and they pained themselves. V'nivdulu min achet, they are more separate from the sin. Yoter v'yoter min atzadikim. L'chein olu v'omdu madrega ha'hei, and that's why they're in the hay, which is the top of the hay. Ulazeh kasher ha'odam yaseh tshuva dehainu toshuv hay Hashem el makoma v'yachzir kadosh baruch hu shechinato alav. When Hashem brings back his Shekhinah, Eino Yishov Ke'avar Yishoyna Bilvad. So now, this translates into how much Hashem loves us. This translates into how much Hashem loves us. Hashem sees, for you to have gotten the tshuva, you needed to climb to a point that you never were there before. Right? So Hashem says, you know what? In my relationship with you, I'm also going to climb to a place that we were never there before. Ella Yoiser v'Yoiser. Well, I'm going to have a closer relationship with you than I ever did. V'hainu Yoshuv Yerachameinu she Yosef Rachamim v'itkataknim v'ikarveim Yoiser. I'm going to accept you more than I ever did. And then, so this is the inyan of tshuva. And then obviously, in the Talmud Dvar tells us how to apply that in our own life. So he says, Kacha Adam tzarich litnaigim chaveiro. This is how you act with a friend. If someone did something wrong with you, and then they're trying to do tshuva, and they're coming back. So you say, okay, you know what? Fine. You know, I'm moichel you. No, it's not enough to be moichel. Yikarveyo tachlis kurva. Accept him open arms. Yoyisam imashim ekarv oisam shem tzadikim gemurim imo. More than you were friendly with other people. Shalichotu etzel, they never sinned against you. So the idea being that where am I now? The idea being that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how you, the Baal Tshuva, is putting, has to distance himself and put himself in a position that he was never there before. He has to have a stronger distance from the chet. So says the Kadosh Baruch Hu back, I'm going to put myself in a position that I was never there before either. You know what? I'm going to make the connection to you even closer than it was before. And this is what we can do with other people. Someone has a taina. Someone, you know, you got into a fight with someone. So they ask for mechila. Okay, fine. So begrudgingly, I'm moichel you. But not just begrudgingly, I'm moichel you. You know what? You're coming back. You want to be friends. Let's go. Let's go out. Let's do something together. We'll strengthen the relationship. A Rebbe told me, he said, I understand this very well. He said, you know, who are your closest Talmidim? Who are the closest Talmidim? The closest Talmidim is not the guy that was a goody-goody the whole year. You taught the material. He listened in class. He got 100 on the test and weiter. Those are great kids. But who do you have the most relationship with? The kid that was struggling, the kid that made problems, the kid that didn't want to be part of it. And then you found a chord. This is how I connect to the kid. And now I'm bringing him in. And he realizes, you know what, I wasn't comfortable with Rebbe before, but now I'm comfortable. And now the Rebbe has to respond and say, well, you're being comfortable, I'm going to be comfortable, right? So he said, the kesher that I have with the kid that was struggling and didn't want, that's a much stronger relationship than I have with the kid that was good the whole time. So he said, I understand this very well.
It happens to be when I took the coaching job when I moved from New York. So I asked Rabbi, one of the speakers we had over the years, I said, it's one of the things I miss in a classroom. You can see when a kid, you know, gets what you're teaching, as you know, those kids who struggled, it just makes you feel like really good and you want to continue with them. That feeling.
Right.
So that right. In that respect, similar. And I just like, how do I try that now to coach? Now that I left that, he had told me, he says, we're teaching them life lessons when they don't even realize they're learning. And that's the best way to teach. Like, right. In that respect.
Right, that's your job, right? Exactly. So, very good, everybody. Shkoyach for coming on, last minute notice. I wasn't sure where it was going to be, but I made it back. Okay, so
good to have you back. So are you okay? We're online for sure tomorrow.
We're on. Okay. Tomorrow, this whole week. And then Sunday also, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Monday is obviously not.
This topic is very apropos for Yom Kippur and everything. It's
this sefer is such a good, you know, it brought us in from Nefesh HaChaim, and it's a good transition, and it's very relevant to Elul. So, okay, thank you, Rabbi. Everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye bye. Good night. Bye.